Look what the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 31, verse 31. It says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord." Now go to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. So keep that in mind, and I'll repeat it for you. So Jeremiah 31 is talking about that new covenant that was to come. And he's speaking to Israel, and he tells them that though they broke that covenant, although he was a husband unto them. Okay, does everyone understand that? Husband unto them. They were his people. He loved them. He was a husband unto them. Paul quotes this in Hebrews chapter 8. Look what he says in verse number 7. "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continue not in my covenant." And look what it says. "And I regarded them not, saith the Lord." So, "I regarded them not, and I was a husband unto them," are saying two completely different things. Does that make sense to everyone? You see that? Now, James White, when Pastor Anderson interviewed James White literally said this. This is why he's such a devil. James White said that Paul the Apostle quoted the wrong manuscripts in Hebrews 8. You know, we're talking about Paul who knew Hebrew. He said he quoted the Greek manuscripts of the Old Testament. That's why he said, "I regarded them not." Because, you know, in Jeremiah 31, 32, 31 and 32, it says he was a husband unto them. And in Hebrews chapter 8, he says he regarded them not. He was just quoting the wrong one. Basically saying that holy men of God did not speak, you know, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, that they weren't moved by the Holy Ghost, that they weren't inspired by God. He literally said that he made a mistake there. Now, is that the case? Obviously not. So what's going on here? Why is it saying two different things? I'll tell you why it's saying two different things. Because in the Old Testament, God was a husband unto the nation of Israel. But guess what? In the New Covenant, he doesn't regard them anymore. Oh, but he's quoting. Yeah, but something's changed though. We're in the New Covenant now. And in fact, the theme of Hebrews 8 is the New Covenant, which is established upon better promises. So he quotes the entire thing and he says, oh wait, but he's not a husband anymore. Why? Because he doesn't regard them anymore. They're cast away. They're put aside. They're no longer God's chosen people. So look, this is, Hebrews 8 is the verse, is my go-to for people when or KJV only pastors. But I'll say this. So Hebrews 8 says he doesn't regard them. Quote from Jeremiah 31, 31, where he says that he was a husband unto them. Is that a contextual error, or is it teaching replacement theology? You only have one of two choices. Because if you say that it's wrong, you're saying that it's a contextual error. Because obviously, it's obviously saying two different things. But if you agree that it's not a contextual error, then you have to agree that it's teaching replacement theology. Because he doesn't regard them anymore. Okay?